Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in. I am so excited because it is finally early bird launch of our new, brand new Move to Improve Challenge.
And I'm so excited for this one because we're really focusing on that top end strength and top end power. And one of the best parts of this program is it helps you get in the full mobility, warm up, and strength workout in less than 30 minutes. And right now, especially the stage that we're at in life as new, busy parents, we want to be able to get into the gym, feel that sweat, put some strength through our muscles, put some load through our muscles, and get back into our day. So I'm just so excited to share this challenge with everyone.
And if you don't have access to the gym, I share modifications of how you can still increase that time under tension to really increase that strength gain and still do it in 30 minutes at home. So I show how you can do it. I show these different modifications and ways that you can do that. And I really wrote this program for me because I realized I was doing another program and it was taking an hour plus. And I was just like, I don't have the energy or the time for this. So how can I still increase my strength, especially in this postpartum stage? How can I still improve my power as I age? Because that declines naturally as we age. And how can I help to protect my joints, relieve pain, and reduce injury by helping my body maintain mobility, strength, and power.
And again, I'm just so thrilled to share this with everyone because really, it can be for everyone. It can be for the busy professional. It can be for someone who's preparing for pregnancy or is pregnant or postpartum and getting back into that workout to build strength back into their body. And one of the main focuses of this challenge is strong, healthy joints. Yes. We want everybody to make sure that we are keeping the muscles around our joints strong and we can put power through them because that is what's going to help protect our joints, make them feel safe, make us feel less pain, and be able to move more effectively through life.
100%. Now, only for our podcast listeners, we're giving an additional discount with code OPTIMAL. Now, already we're in early bird pricing, which means we're giving $40 off of this program. And not only is it a 30-day full program with full video instruction, but we're doing lives, we're having webinars, we're having so much education and community support and ability to win prizes along the way. So please come join. You already have $40 off plus this additional discount. Use code OPTIMAL at checkout and get in with the community.
So this will be a fun episode because I basically am just going to hand it over to you and let you talk the whole time because we're talking about mobility, but more specific than mobility, exercises and things that you want to be focusing on during the different stages of pregnancy, the different trimesters of pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited for you to share a lot of your thoughts on this because I was just amazed at all the work that you did throughout your pregnancy with our little Dante and the different, just the intention of what you were doing in each stage and what you wanted to focus on based on what a woman's body's going through during pregnancy.
Even though he didn't want to come out. It's okay. A little bitter still, but it's okay. Anyways, we want to talk about the different goals in each trimester and what movement pertains to those goals. Okay, quick pause here. Something that I don't think I talked about in this episode but needs to be talked about is that I took Element all throughout my pregnancy. And Element actually has a whole blog post on pregnancy and postpartum breastfeeding and the use of taking Element to add in that extra hydration and those missing electrolytes that is needed to help you thrive, especially during pregnancy and breastfeeding when you're sustaining life. It is exhausting. It takes a lot out of your body and you need to be replenishing your body. And again, it's for everyone. We even had our mother-in-law staying here and taking and using Element. And she said she noticed herself when she's at home and she's not using it. She feels more lethargic. She doesn't feel as energetic throughout the day. She feels more tired. And we're not talking about coffee. We're talking about electrolytes that are helping to hydrate you within your water. It is the easiest thing to be able to add and their flavors taste amazing. So if you go to the link in our show notes, use that link, drinkelement.com/optimal. Use this link and you're going to get a free sample pack with each purchase. So please use our link, support us, but get yourself hydrating with Element. So starting first with first trimester, really, you're just trying to move as much as you're able to. Because first trimester, many people are dealing with a lot of nausea and just extreme exhaustion to a point that you've just never experienced before.
Your body's never quite been doing that before.
No.
Building another human.
Yeah, it's pretty wild in first trimester. And so a lot of times, you know, I think first not beating yourself up for not getting to the workout that you were supposed to do or whatever that may be, you know, it's okay. There's a lot of changes happening in the body. You're trying to fuel yourself as able because a lot of people have, again, just this nausea. They're wanting to throw up.
Different
they're
just food aversions.
Yeah, exactly. So your really mobility becomes really important in first trimester because that might be the only thing that feels okay for your body as well as walking. So it's like if you're just doing mobility and walking, like that's going to set you up on a good base of movement to keep you moving in second and third trimester.
And like any specific type of mobility places people should focus, or are you just saying it as general, like mobility whole body wise could be the best thing, like you said, to keep moving, keep the body feeling like it's getting some attention?
I mean, definitely any mobility that feels okay, I definitely recommend. In general, some of my favorites to come back to that I think can really help to address the whole body, especially during this time, open book is just one that we've talked about so many times, but it just feels good. You're getting your upper back to relax, you're using your breath with movement, you're you know, it's okay throughout pregnancy to twist through your upper back, but I think a lot of people feel a lot safer during it, particularly in first trimester, getting that rotation. So that's a good one. You can do that in bed. You could do it before you go to bed, before you wake up, or not before you wake up, after you wake up in
the
morning.
That'd be a talent.
I like also spinal cat-cow. So this is where we're not just doing regular cat-cow, but you're trying to kind of move like a wave. So you're really being intentional with activating through every segment from your neck all the way down to your pelvis so that you're starting to build this control through your spine and through the muscles that control around your trunk, which is really helpful, again, as we go through pregnancy. Adductor rock. So this is where you're like on all fours and you bring your leg out to the side and without rounding in your back, you're trying to keep your back really straight, kind of unlock the knee a little bit, especially if you're a hypermobile person, and just getting into that inner thigh to kind of relax that tension all the way up to that pelvis. Hip 90-90, one of my favorites, just getting on the ground, putting your legs in 90 degree angles, leaning forward, leaning back. Maybe you're moving a little bit more actively. Maybe you're just sitting and stretching into it. Great thing to start to open up around the pelvis and around the hips. And wall angels, I love because we're getting shoulder mobility with some active strength really around your upper back and your shoulder blades, which is so helpful, again, as our center of mass continues to change and we feel a change in our posture. Being able to have strong upper back stabilizing muscles is really important and huge.
Those mobility exercises in general just sound amazing to me to do for my body
for everyone.
On a day-to-day. They are some of the hallmarks that we would recommend for anybody, but like you said, can some specific things in there that can help people just start to become a little more intentional about becoming aware of their body. Because as we move into trimester two, we know that a woman's body or someone who's pregnant starts to really release a lot more of that relaxin. And you start to notice your body have more mobility in places that it may not have before. I mean, I know a lot of our friends that have gotten pregnant have come to you saying like, oh my gosh, I'm getting so much clicking in my pelvis. I'm getting so much pain in my pelvis related to this clicking. And this is where I know you want to talk a little bit more about why and how strength and strength training can be so much more important during pregnancy, which is something not a lot of people think about in general.
Yeah, and I hope that it's starting to become a little bit more normalized through social media. You see a lot of women as they're up until they deliver, you know, working out. And I think the fear of it is becoming a little less.
Because the traditional OB saying, oh, don't lift more than
20 pounds.
20 pounds or whatever.
Wild. Right?
Which is, I know, based on the evidence we have now, yes. And especially people who are active and are strength training up until the time they get pregnant, to get that kind of recommendation is, it just doesn't make sense to a lot of us now.
It doesn't.
And so I know that there are a lot of people with a lot of good evidence and backing saying it is safe for people to strength train. So I know that there's still some people that will push back against strength training during pregnancy and have fear about it.
Yeah.
But again, one of the things you found the most helpful, I know, because you would even say when you were laying down on the couch or something, and then you'd get up, you'd feel a little twinge in your pelvis or something.
A little zing.
Right.
Definitely.
And you would just have to center yourself, and you found that doing some of the strength exercises that helped you learn how to control around the pelvis a little bit more helped with those pains.
Definitely. And we do have a podcast specific on pubic symphysis dysfunction. So if, you know, you are having that front of that pelvis, or that feeling of instability or that clicking, like a lot of the symptoms that Dom laid out, we have a podcast specific to that. So we can link to that, that has a lot of the exercises I'll probably highlight here, but a little bit more pinpointed due to like the research and what it just around that diagnosis a lot more. I think one of the exercises I didn't bring up that you should start in first trimester is just breath work.
Yeah.
And that's something that Dom and I talk about a lot, but this is something if you start it in first trimester, it's going to support you as you move through the trimesters, mm-hmm. because as that belly continues to grow, understanding your full expansion, relaxation, and full contraction from that pelvic floor all the way up through our rib cage area and around and surrounding our growing belly is so huge and important to understand how to balance the pressures that are all happening, you know, that intra-abdominal pressure to help kind of protect the core a little bit more, especially during loaded movements, which is, you know, even if you're not exercising, if you have a kid, if you have, you know, a job that requires a little bit more manual activity, like we're going to be loading the body, you know, we're going to be loading the body, even just standing, you're loading the body and now you have an extra weight. So understanding this intra-abdominal pressure is only going to help as you continue to grow in that belly. So we'll show this a little bit in more detail on YouTube. So if you want to watch what this looks like on Doc Gen Fit on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. But you can see these exercises. We really recommend this 360 degree breath. So you wrap your hands like around that low rib cage and you take a big inhale from where those hands are. So trying to relax your neck and shoulders. You could do this in front of a mirror too. And thinking like as you're inhaling, that pelvic floor is kind of lengthening as well. So you're letting go of that pelvic floor. You're letting go of your belly, your back, your rib cage. Like everything is expanding with that inhale. And then as you contract, there's not a forceful like pelvic floor contraction, but there's a natural pelvic floor contraction with that exhale. So as you exhale and that rib cage starts to drop, there's this instinctual lift of that pelvic floor kind of coming away from the surface that you're sitting on and then pulling up and in around your belly area. And this is what we call kind of hugging the belly as that belly continues to grow. And I'll try to make sure that we share one of the videos that I actually have when I'm pregnant and I'm showing this exercise on social media. So you can kind of see how that belly comes up and wraps in. It's not a sucking in. It's not like I'm pulling my belly button to my spine, but I'm using my pelvic floor to lift and my transverse abdominis to hug my body. And this really helps to go into second trimester to create more of that stability pattern that we want around that pelvis.
And I just think really connect yourself with what the pelvic floor is doing. I think if people haven't done intentional breath work like that before, especially as you're going into pregnancy, it can help you start to suss out a little bit. Do I have a pelvic floor that tends to be tight and contracted? Do I have a pelvic floor that tends to be more on the relaxed or loose side? And I might need to work a little bit more on the tightening up of it. Because again, for the longest time, it was just
Kegels.
Kegel. Yeah. Kegel. Learn how to contract that pelvic floor, when in reality, many people don't need the Kegel or the contraction as much as they need to learn how to fully relax and let go.
Exactly. Like it's so important. So, you know, in second trimester, you want to focus more on that pelvic stability, kind of like Dom said, because things are moving and shifting. You have more control around what you can do as these things are happening. And know, and I talked about this a lot in the pubic symphysis episode, but know that those sensations that you're feeling are just different sensations. It's not wrong. Pain isn't bad. Your body's going to signal that something is different here. As I'm moving, ooh, I'm feeling a new sensation. I'm going to report that into the brain as pain because this is new. We've never had this. I need to protect you. There's a lot more movement here than we used to have. So as long as we know that the brain is just, it's our protective mechanism all the time, anytime we feel a new sensation. So it's not bad. It's like, okay, cool. Thank you for trying to protect me. I know how to stabilize within myself so I can do the exercises to ultimately help that. And we continue to run through this all through pregnancy. Okay, that's a new sensation. That's okay. Not something to fear. What can I do about it? And some of the exercises I'll just name off really quickly. Copenhagen planks. So you're kind of like in a side plank with your top leg on something, usually starting at your knee because it's a little harder at your foot, and then trying to lift the bottom leg up into a full side plank. And that's going to make that inner thigh and pelvic floor really work really hard with your trunk and your core. So that's one that I really love to help stabilize that pelvis.
Yeah, stabilize the pubic symphysis specifically, which is where a lot of people will feel that clicking, like right in the center in the pubic symphysis.
Yeah, so that's one I love. Single leg bridging, and you can do a single leg bridge like on your back. When you lift the opposite leg into the air, you can kind of push your hand against it. So now I'm getting my inner thigh on my opposite leg to work as I'm pushing down and getting my glute on the leg that's on the floor to work. So I kind of get this cross-sectional action happening in my body, which is another great way to increase that stabilization across the core and across my back. And then, you know, and this we can use in other exercises. So doing a reverse lunge with a row, you know, I'm stepping back and I'm going to lunge. And then as I come up and stand on that leg, I'm going to row on the opposite arm. So I get my lat to my glute connection and this cross-sectional oblique line to kind of start to work. And again, crosses my pelvis to create some more stability is really what we're trying to do. You do Bulgarian split squat with a little bit of a twist in that pelvis, pushing that hip back. So I'm not twisting from my trunk so much. I'm twisting from my hip, and that's going to put a little bit more stretch into my glute. So when I stand, I have more stability in that hip and that glute. But then we also don't forget to focus on deadlift squats and Cossack squats, because those all open up the pelvis in different ways, preparing us for labor and delivery, and preparing you for after you have your baby and you're bending down and picking it up, bending down and picking it up, you know, hinging at your hips, squatting, lunging. Like, working out is so important in pregnancy, because I don't just believe that it's going to help you with your pregnancy symptoms, but it's going to help you beyond and in taking care of a child. And especially if you already have children and then you're going to have another, like, you have to be strong. Motherhood requires a lot of in terms of not only going down into the crib and picking your kid up or picking the kid up off of the floor, but taking out the car seat or pulling up a stroller. Like, these things require strength. To tell a woman not to lift over 10 to 20 pounds is so crazy to me.
Yeah, to decondition your body for the 9 to 10 months coming up to arguably one of the times that you'll need the most strength and endurance in your life. So I don't quite understand that premise, but it's, you know, similar-ish to many other injuries or surgeries. If the stronger you are going in, the more capable you will be to then pick up and recover well, and then thrive, even though you're now needing to carry around a 10-pound weight everywhere with you.
Exactly, which actually reminds me of like carries. That's another great exercise to do. Pick up a heavy kettlebell, try not to lean to the side and support your body. You're going to be working your core in a really effective way as you're kind of walking and stabilizing through the pelvis as well. So that's another great exercise.
It would be kind of funny to try and mimic things that you will need to do as a mother using kettlebells and dumbbells. Like, okay, I'm holding one 20-pound kettlebell or dumbbell on my hip, And then the other 10-pound dumbbell, I'm mimicking putting the backpack on my other arm or carrying the bag of groceries in from the car while I'm also carrying my kid. Like, again, just like Jen said, there are a lot of times that in early postpartum, you might find yourself needing to carry or lift relatively heavy objects, especially for just having had a baby.
And as far as the mobility specific exercises in second trimester, this is where maintaining what I just talked about in first trimester is still so important. So still maintain all those exercises. One that I would kind of add into that are active hamstring stretch, because a lot of times we do feel like a little sciatic symptoms as that belly continues to grow, that center of mass continues to like shift. Maybe we're having a little bit more tightness in the glutes. So working on hip 90-90 still, but also adding in some active hamstring stretches because we're going to kind of glide and slide that sciatic nerve through the hamstring tissue or the tissue just in the back of the legs. It really helps to kind of reduce some of those symptoms. And then also sitting on a ball, which I recommend the therapy ball from Tune Up Fitness, and we can link that as well. That is such a great one because it's like the perfect diameter that's going to fit between your, you know, the vagina and the ischial tuberosity. So when I'm talking about these things, I'm meaning like if I were to grab underneath my butt, I can feel a bone right here. That's my ischial tuberosity. And I would put the ball on right on the inside of that ischial tuberosity. So it's not going up any holes, but it's going along that pelvic floor tissue to help relax the tension in those muscles. So especially as you're starting to increase some of your exercises, do some single leg work that maybe you haven't done before, you can build up a lot of tension. We want to make sure that we still have relaxation within those muscles. So I love, you know, sitting on a ball, doing some breath work for 1 to 2 minutes on each side, a great exercise to add in starting in second trimester or even first.
And so then how do things change moving into third trimester when mama's belly's getting really big?
Yes.
Things are getting slightly more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us to continue to heavy strength train?
So if you're able to, I honestly would say yes.
You strength trained well past 9 months.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't come until 42 weeks, that little nut. So
he is a nut.
So I did drop how much weight I was lifting. I did what felt comfortable that still challenged my body in a way that felt okay and comfortable for me. So that's why I can say you could drop how much weight you're lifting. You can drop how much how many reps or sets you're doing. So there's always ways to reduce the load and the tension. You can just use bands. You could just use body weight if you feel more comfortable. And then adjusting your stance. So maybe your belly's getting in the way of deadlift. So you need to do, you know, a little bit more wide-legged, or you need to open up your legs and squats. You can still do all the same movements. You just might need to adjust for a belly in front of you now. But that doesn't mean that you have to stop exercising as the belly grows, especially if you understand that breath pattern we talked about before. If you're using that while you're squatting, while you're deadlifting, while you're doing all these single leg exercises, you're going to be just, you're challenging the core, but in such a functional way, and you're really preparing the body for the marathon that is labor. That, you know, that it takes preparation. And in saying that, one of the main goals in third trimester, I think, should be pelvic floor relaxation. And so this is where I got a wand after working with a pelvic floor physical therapist. So I will say that as well. But if you can maintain all the exercises we already talked about, great. Now really focus on pelvic floor relaxation too. So maybe you're getting a bath at the end of the night and you're doing a little bit of wand work internally to kind of touch on some areas that have a little bit more tension and working on that relaxation with the breath work. This is just, we need our pelvic floor to move out of the way so the uterus can contract and do what it needs to do to push baby out. Your pelvic floor does nothing during labor and delivery except hopefully relax enough to get out of the way.
Yeah. Move. It's not your time, pelvic floor.
No, it's not.
And of course, we'll also say that there are so many other resources out there. Jen just said, with internal work, trying to get with a pelvic floor physical therapist, get some direction so that when you are doing this in the comfort of your own home, in the bath, wherever, you have a little better idea of where you might have the tension, how exactly to access that a little better with a wand. I know Mama Stay Fit was a huge resource for you. There are so many accounts out there online with either pelvic floor physical therapists or other, you know, OB type doctors that like to teach this to keep mamas getting the good information they need, keep the information in your hands that you can best prepare yourself. Other things we also want to say is that, of course, every pregnancy is different, and we want to make sure that you continue to consult with your OB or with a pelvic floor physical therapist, somebody who can better direct you based on your specific pregnancy, because, of course, there are other complications, other high-risk pregnancies that, you know, we might not have the same recommendations for. So always consult with somebody in person. If that person you're consulting with is an OB and telling you not to lift and you don't have a complicated pregnancy, maybe consider seeking out some other recommendations, because, again, there are still people out there. We have friends that have been told this and said,
I'm
currently lifting, and they just told me not to lift more than 20 pounds. So, again, there are a lot of different schools of thought, some that we would call incorrect. But again, every pregnancy is different, and it's really, really best to get some in-person direction to help you based on your specific situation.
And if you can, you know, starting to see a physical therapist in second trimester, first trimester, you don't really need to let your body do your thing, do its thing as it's continuing to grow this baby. So second trimester can be really helpful. I know women early on who report leaking already, or, you know, pelvic floor type symptoms. So starting to get with a physical therapist and understand what the pelvic floor really does and how you can help manage it is going to be so important. Third trimester, I met with my pelvic floor therapist to understand how to breathe, to push while relaxing the pelvic floor. Because typically what we just highlighted was on an exhale, your pelvic floor lifts, right? But now, when you're delivering, on the exhale, your pelvic floor needs to relax. So it could be a complicated process of how you connect that to now relax and move as you're forcefully exhaling. So really working with a pelvic floor therapist who can see what's happening and help guide you is so beneficial, like so, so beneficial. I will just say that. And then I want to end with, there were partner things that my husband helped me with, especially in third trimester as we were approaching the end of pregnancy, that helped to relax tension around my hips. So we did a side-lying release where he just kind of, we can drop the social media video where we kind of showed that, where you were pushing on my hips, laying on the side.
Belly shimmy.
We did what's called the Rebozo something.
I don't know. It's like a little belly hammock and you just like,
trying to get that tension around the belly to relax. And then also he would go in underneath my rib cage and do some manual release underneath my rib cage that goes along with breath work to try to, again, relax that tension, reduce any restriction, and get some movement around the area. And then he also gave me massages, which was so nice. So that's just a bonus tip that we recommend.
True. I don't know. At the expense of all the partners out there, you definitely should just request full body massages every day to help that body relax and
especially prepare. That last week, just or 2 weeks if you're like me.
Yeah, a couple weeks. Him delaying his birth got you an extra like 2 weeks of massages.
So. It did. That was kind of nice.
Yeah, it wasn't all bad.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode. Hopefully you learned a little bit. I know it could be overwhelming to hear this plethora of exercises that you should be doing and mobility work, but just take it one step at a time. Try a couple things out. And if you want a little bit more of guided direction, this is where I'd highly recommend joining our all new Move to Improve challenge. That's going to be combining strength, high intensity with mobility and core work to really understand what this can feel like within your body. And anyone can join. I'm going to have some modifications, whether you're pregnant now or you are working back into your body to really build that strength. So come join our Move to Improve challenge. Of course, we're going to have it linked up below.